Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the heroes of the Kargil War on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Divas in Dras. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said Kargil Vijay Divas tells us that the sacrifices made for the nation are immortal. Criticizing Pakistan over the recent terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir, the Prime Minister said Pakistan had failed in all its nefarious attempts in the past, but was trying to keep itself relevant with the help of terrorism and proxy war. He further said Indian soldiers will crush terrorism with full force and the enemy will be given a befitting reply. During his visit, the Prime Minister also virtually carried out the first blast of the Shinkun-La Tunnel project in Ladakh. The Shinkun-La Tunnel project consists of a 4.1-kilometre-long twin-tube tunnel, which will be constructed at an altitude of around 15,800 feet on the Nimo-Padum-Darcha road to provide all-weather connectivity to Leh. Both Houses of Parliament resumed discussion on the General Budget 2024-25 today. Participating in the discussion in the Rajya Sabha, MP S. Niranjan Reddy of YSRCP lauded the budget, saying Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has taken medium and long-term views in the budget instead of short-term populist views. CPI member P. Santosh Kumar alleged that the budget is anti-people and anti-federal. He questioned the budget, saying the states should get their due in it. A.D. Singh of RJD raised the issue of unemployment in the country. The discussion remained inconclusive. During the discussion in the Lok Sabha, Jugal Kishore of BJP said this budget is important from the economic and social perspective and this will prove beneficial for the people. Jai Prakash of Congress alleged that the central government is not giving weightage to the pending projects of Haryana. Raising the issue of minimum support prices to farmers, he said the government has constituted a committee to look into this matter, but several farmers' organizations were not taken on board. There are 393 private satellite TV news channels in the country that have been permitted by the Information and Broadcasting Ministry under the policy guidelines for uplinking and downlinking of satellite TV channels. In a reply, the Rajya Sabha Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, said over 3,700 digital news publishers have furnished information under Rule 18 of the Information Technology Rules 2021. The government today said there is no proposal under consideration at present to make provision for paid menstrual leave mandatory at all workplaces. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi stated this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha. She said under the scheme for promotion of menstrual hygiene, sanitary napkin packs are provided to adolescent girls by the accredited social health activist Asha at subsidized rate. The government has received requests for the facilitation of the early discharge of some Indian nationals recruited into the Russian armed forces, and all requests have been strongly addressed by the Ministry of External Affairs and the Embassy of India in Moscow with the relevant Russian authorities. During his recent visit to Russia this month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi strongly reiterated the urgent need for the early release of all Indian nationals from the Russian armed forces. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 9th Governing Council meeting of the Niti Aayog tomorrow at the Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi. The theme of this year's meeting is Vikasit Bharat at 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. India stormed into the finals of Women's Asia Cup, beating Bangladesh by 10 wickets in the first semi-final at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. Defending champions India maintained their dominance as they chased down the target of 81 runs with 54 balls to spare. Earlier, having won the toss, Bangladesh chose to bat first. Indian bowlers led by Renuka Singh and Radha Yadav ensured that the batters could not settle as they took wickets at regular intervals to restrict Bangladesh to 80 for 8 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. The Paris Olympics 2024 will kick off officially with the opening ceremony scheduled to be held along the River Seine later this evening. This year marks the centenary celebration of the Olympics. Earlier, India started its Paris Olympics campaign on a bright note yesterday with the men's team clinching the third spot of the women's team, securing fourth place in the ranking round to seal a spot in the quarterfinal stage. And with that, we end this news bulletin.